Good evening. We are canceling our closed session tonight. Open session will start at 6 p.m. Please stay tuned.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Please rise.
The pledge of allegiance is the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can we have a roll call, Laura?
Yes, Director Sesenia.
I'm here.
Director Forcroy. Director Gatchel.
Here.
Vice President Womack.
Present.
President Ohelski.
Present. Okay, now we'll turn it over to you, Ron.
As you know, we canceled our closed session tonight, but we do, because it was on the agenda, need to take public comment.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Does anybody online have public comment, Laura?
There's none online at this time.
Anybody in room have public comment? Okay. Seeing none. Just for the closed session. Okay. Seeing none, then we'll move on.
We have no general action items tonight, so we can move over to public comment for items not on the agenda.
Is that what you have a comment about?
Okay.
Step up to the podium with your name, please.
And Marshall, there is none online, just so you know. Okay.
There any projections for things that
No,
we don't. Sorry, Don.
Well, members of the board, I'm Don Maruska, a 30-year resident here in the county and located here in Los Osos. So I just wanted to bring to the attention of the public that this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m., we have a Climate Solutions Community Forum. It's focused really on helping the people of our community understand what opportunities they have in their daily lives to reduce their carbon emissions, but also to save money. So I'm going to be kicking it off with sharing, as many people have requested in the community, a report on the expedition that I took to Antarctica and what I learned about what's happening with climate change there that's really accelerating in very significant ways. And from that liftoff point, we're going to then move on to have a great presentation from a person and family that's working on low-cost, low-impact housing units that are affordable. That's Ian and Alicia Dunkese. And that's really exciting. I've brought students from Cal Poly there, and it's sort of like the first time they ever thought that they could imagine some way that they could afford to live in our communities. So that'll be an exciting opportunity for the community to hear what's possible there. Then we're going to have a presentation from Matt and Jean of MJ Family Farms. They're doing regenerative agriculture. Agriculture in a regenerative form is a very effective way of capturing CO2 from the atmosphere and converting it into living carbon in the soil that's very nutritious, has better plants and food sources as a result, and is able to turn what commercial agriculture does, which typically emits 17 to 20% of all the greenhouse gases, into something that's actually a carbon sink, which is the real potential and the real way in which nature has organized to handle the greenhouse gases is by converting it into living carbon. And then we're going to have the Cal Poly Fellows, the Cal Poly and Cuesta Climate Fellows present, and they're going to be sharing practical things that people can do in their own homes and their own businesses to reduce their emissions and to save money. So there'll be a lot of free resources available at the session. It's going to be at St. Benedict's Episcopal Church, 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, April 6th, and hope the community will come out and enjoy the opportunity to learn, but most importantly, to see what they can do today to act and make a difference. Thanks.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Okay, any other public comment for items not on the agenda? Okay, seeing none, then we'll move on to item number 8, administrative and committee reports. Fire department report.
I do not believe Paul can make it tonight. I think he's out of
No, he is not online.
Okay. All right, sheriffs then, please.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the board, staff, and the public. I have to apologize. The stat report that is appended to the agenda tonight is pretty much not correct on most of the items. I will give you a verbal report of the actual totals, and then I'll see that a revised version is sent over to the office. In March, we had 15 arrests, but that was only actually 11 people that were arrested. The way that our stats are calculated, if a person has an arrest warrant or two, it can count as more than one arrest, but it's only a single body. So there were 11 people that were arrested in the Los Osos area in March. We had two assault and battery reports, and they were both simple batteries. We had 23 disturbances reported. That was 17 general disturbances, one family dispute, three neighbor disputes, and two firework complaints. We had one burglary, which is a burglary of a vehicle. We had seven thefts reported. Six of those were petty thefts, which means the value was less than $950 that was stolen, and one grand theft, meaning that the value of the item stolen was more than $950. We had two vandalisms. One was at a local church. It was a minor vandalism and didn't include any kind of graffiti or other concerning kind of vandalism at a church. And then we had a vehicle that had some damage done to it. We had no mail thefts reported. There were two phone scams reported. One was a Bitcoin scam, which the person got a scam request from someone claiming to be a Bitcoin investing company, and that if he would just simply, you know, deposit some money into Bitcoin, he'd become a billionaire. And I believe that cost him about $1,800 loss. The other phone scam that was reported this month, or the month of March, was the warrant scam that I've spoken about, where they call and impersonate a employee of our office and tell you that if you pay with gift cards, you can get out of a warrant that you have for missing jury duty. Again, anytime that gift cards are involved, you can almost guarantee that you're being scammed. We had 20 suspicious circumstance calls, which included 10 suspicious circumstances, 5 suspicious vehicles, and 5 suspicious persons. The deputies that work in the Los Osos area conducted 40 enforcement stops in March, which included 1 pedestrian stop and 39 vehicle stops. Preventative patrol activity that they engaged in was 21 on-site activities, 2 foot patrols, 1 extra patrol, and 1 patrol check. And that concludes my report, and I'm available for any questions or concerns.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board? Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, and I look forward to seeing you next month.
Okay, we'll move on to what... Do we have a highway patrol report?
I do not believe so.
No, just so you know, Captain Klingenberg, who's the person who's been reporting, he let us know that he just got promoted up to an area in Sacramento, so he will no longer be giving our reports. Oh, okay. And his replacement will be starting on May 1st, so he might, hopefully will be at our next meeting.
Okay, so... Utility department report. Do you have anything to add to it, Ron?
Just real quick. We did finish our South Bay Lower Aquifer well rehabilitation project. Went really smoothly. We're just pumping to waste right now to clear out the sediment, but we hopefully have that back online here, possibly next week. We'll still have to do a back tee on it, but it's been down for a few weeks and that's one of our main wells, but it's coming back. I can move on over unless there's any other questions on the utilities.
We'll move on to the general manager's report. Okay. You should be able to know that one.
Yes. A couple of solid waste things. We do have a solid waste base year application going to be submitted by Mission Country Disposal here shortly. I'm surprised we haven't seen it yet the way they were talking. They've been pushing for a October 1st implementation date, but several of us, including special districts and cities, are pushing back on waste connections because we do have an approved rate for 2024. So anyway, we'll have a base year application. That'll be our first since we've had the franchise agreement back. And so I'll keep you posted as that more information becomes available. I have been working with the City of San Luis Obispo on updating the rate setting manual. We've been referencing a 1994 document from the City of San Luis Obispo for all these years, and we're finally getting around to updating that. So that's pretty exciting. We did have a kickoff meeting. Waste Connections is involved in those discussions as well. And then finally, the California electric vehicle fleet requirements. We had quite a discussion on this at finance the other evening. I have to hand it to Margaret. She's been digging hard and deep into this. There's no easy answers. It doesn't appear there's the electric medium duty trucks available that we need. So we're going to have to work through that. You all see it in our budget coming up for next fiscal year, but that doesn't mean we'll move forward until we have better answers for quite a few questions. Because we are supportive of going towards electric vehicles. It's just really finding the right equipment. Because there is incentive money available right now from PG&E for the front-end work on their side of the system and for charging stations. With that, I can answer any questions.
Thank you. Do I have any questions for General Manager? Okay. I guess moving right along. Chamber of Commerce, no report. And LOCAC report?
Okay. You've got a written report, I think, was just handed.
Microphone.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. There's a written report that was just handed out as you got here. The big news, I guess two things, Title 19, all of those ordinance revisions are in effect. The 30 days have passed, so we're in effect. The big news is that the Habitat Conservation Plan was signed by Fish and Wildlife Service. It's in effect. There are a lot of details still to be worked out. The implementation plan won't even be ready, hopefully, by this fall. You know, at this point, they're still just making decisions about preservation versus restoration approach and how to best maximize credits for people. So just stay tuned, people. There's not going to be a lot of finite answers other than, I guess, $1.19 per square foot of disturbance is the fee at this time, and that'll be adjusted every 3 years or so. Other than that, April 23rd or 24th, I think they did narrow it down, but I missed it when I went back through and listened to this again. At Monarch Grove Elementary, there's county be putting on an open house regarding the Los Osos, the corridor plan that has been done over the past 6-8 months. All aspects of transportation along that corridor will be discussed, bike paths, crosswalks, signals, everything. So I think it was slated to run from 5:30 to 7:30 or so in the evening, but I'm not sure which date finally got picked.
Okay.
And then you see the other things there. Yeah, nothing really earth shattering except the HCP. That's good news.
All right, thank you. Any questions of Chuck? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. Parks and Rec, no meeting. UAC, back to you, Chuck.
We basically received budget updates, kind of shuffles about how we're moving money around. And I think the main upshoot was that the committee encouraged the general manager to move ahead with the valve replacement project as fast as we can, as fast as we practically can. We're doing okay with our revenues. And so we want the guys to be able to use that equipment. And that's about it.
Any questions for Chuck again? Okay, FAC.
Mostly a light meeting. The committee recommended approval of the warrant register and to receive and file the financial reports.
Any questions? ESAC?
Yes, that would be me.
Yes, it would.
So we met a couple weeks ago, right? Yeah, so it's all flying by. Mostly about the building and fire plan. And the committee has some things back for the board. One is, talking to the state park about their use of the fire services and how we handle that in the future. Just in general,
We
had the next set of plans.
Right, our consultant did a presentation on the standard cover. That definitely stimulated a lot of conversation by the committee.
Good.
I think we had similar feedback from when you guys saw it at the board.
That's right.
Yeah.
Any questions? Okay, BMC, back to Chuck again.
I did not attend the BMC meeting because I couldn't find a meeting listed on the website, and somehow there was a disconnect. So Mr. Munz will have to fill us in on that.
Wait, I'm going to have to remember. It was a fairly light agenda. I don't think we had any action items. It was all in the executive director report. There was conversation about the nitrate contamination over on the west side in the S&T area. I think the April meeting may be canceled, but in May we will have probably a presentation from the regional board and James Bishop on those issues.
Okay, great. Any questions?
It seemed like the regional board had sent a letter basically to the BMC stating that we need dedicated monitoring wells to solve the problems in that area. And then we have one of two possibilities there. If it's linked to historic septic tank issues, we've solved those. And if it's related to ongoing contamination, then we'll work with you on that. That's kind of where we're at there.
Okay, thank you. All right, director's announcement of district and community interest and reports on attendance at public meetings, training programs, conferences, and seminars. Anybody have one of those? Okay, response to previously asked questions. I don't believe we have any.
You are correct.
Does anybody want to pull an item on the consent agenda? Okay, so we'll take for public comment for items on the administrative and committee reports and the consent agenda?
There is none online.
Okay, we have one in place.
Since this is the first session that I've attended,
could you repeat your name for the
Don Maruska.
Thank you.
Since this is the first session of yours that I've attended, I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for your service and the service of your general manager and staff. There are lots of issues that those of us that don't show up are concerned about in the community. And we really appreciate the particular efforts that you're making to look at what are the diversification of water supplies to secure our current and future needs. So thank you very much for your work and appreciate all that you do.
Thank you. I have no other public comments, so we'll close public comment and move on to a motion, please.
I move that we receive and file the reports and approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. We don't need a roll call, do we, Laura?
Yes, we do.
We do. We've got a resolution.
Oh, we do. Yes, there's a resolution. My mistake. I'm sorry.
No problem. Director Horcroy.
Yes.
Director Sesenya.
Yes.
Director Gatchel.
Yes.
Vice President Womack.
Yes.
President Nohilski.
Yes. So 11, we have no discussion of pulled consent items. 12, future agenda items. Does anybody have anything that they'd like to request to add to the future agendas?
No. Next meeting will be a lot more.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody have closing board comments? I'd like
Mr. Marushka, I appreciate all.
Thank you. I was going to say, Don, hopefully that you'll be able to get people out to your meeting and get involved in the community in a different aspect than they normally are, or currently are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I guess we'll adjourn. We missed the record by 2 minutes.
Oh.
my 17 minutes still stands as the record. I could